T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What doesn't belong in the bedroom? Former Dancing with the Stars judge and dancer Julianne Hough was guilty of this, and now she has a new rule and doesn't allow this in the bedroom anymore with her husband. Maybe you have this same rule. We'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Good morning, Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. What's in their bedroom that they don't allow anymore?
Here's the deal. She was a guest on her husband's podcast. It's called How Men Think, and they talked about their life in the bedroom. In the episode, she joined her husband, and he's a hockey player, Brooks Like, and his co-host is Gavin DeGraw. So
wow.
They have this How Men Think podcast, and she said in the episode that, you know, even though you kind of, you know, it seems like women always seem to bash men, and it's always the husband's fault, she said in order to keep focus on each other at home, they established this no cell phone zone in the bedroom because her husband said she'll check email, Instagram, and then that'll go on forever in the bedroom, and then say, okay, I'm done, now it's your turn. So he felt he was second to her cell phone, especially in the bedroom, because that's where she liked to look at her phone, especially at night. So now the new rule is no cell phones in the bedroom.
Yeah, but that's the modern day reading a book before bed.
Right?
This is
Producer Dave, you agree with me
on
that?
I think really he was sick of just hearing, who are you texting?
Amen.
Who are you texting?
That's exactly.
Why aren't you telling me who you're texting, Julianne?
And
come on.
I'm checking my phone right now because I know my wife is probably listening, because my wife, Jess, will say, that phone, can I see your hands really quick? And then she'll take the phone out of my hands and she'll put it back in my hands and go, oh, okay, it does detach from your hands. Even at bedtime,
ooh,
this is great. She's
em.
Done that before. And I'm like, okay, all right. Put the phone on the nightstand. We're good to go. And she and I was telling her about this when I found this story. And she's like, maybe that should be our new rule. No phones in the bedroom.
But don't you use it as your landline? What if your kids need something? We need to have the phone in there in case
this is true.
Brayson needs something and has to give us a call.
That's true.
We have them in our bedrooms, but we're both guilty of it. I wouldn't say that we sit on them. The first thing we do in the morning a lot of times, we both check Twitter. That's where we get our news. That's where we get our information.
While you're laying in bed?
No.
I mean, right away?
I don't think that's something that's our... We do have a rule, though, for what's not allowed in our bedroom. And we both stand by this.
You do? Okay.
A TV.
What is it? You don't have a TV in the bedroom?
No TV in the bedroom.
Okay.
That's completely intentional. The bedroom is for three things: sleeping, loving, and checking emails.
What if you want to watch like Netflix before you go to bed?
We watch it in the loft, or we watch it in the basement, or we watch it in the living room.
All right, so you say no TV in the bedroom.
No TV, no, because then that just promotes eating in bed, and then you have crumbs in your bed. And
how can you watch, you know, something like a sexy movie and that you don't
in the
that.
Loft. Or
oh, wait a minute.
Base.
Wait a minute. They use their phones. Of course.
We're just watching on our phones.
Yes, little screen.
All right. So, what doesn't belong in your bedroom? Give us a call. We want to know. 414-799-1099.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.